Wadi al-Hajar draws the red line, political commentary by Nasser Kandil. Wadi al-Hajar was a pivotal point in the July 2006 war, marked by the resistance's devastating ambush of Israeli tanks, a massacre that forced the occupying entity's government to seek a ceasefire and accept Lebanon's terms as outlined in Resolution 1701. In this war, the occupying army entered Wadi al-Hajar during the ceasefire, having failed to do so with its tanks during active combat. This occurs as the first month of the two-month deadline for the withdrawal of the occupation forces and the stabilization of the ceasefire comes to an end. Yet during this period, the occupying forces have only managed to withdraw from the town of Khiyan, according to the New York Times citing a UN official. During the first month of the ceasefire, the occupation violated the agreement approximately 1,000 times. These violations include heinous acts such as the ruthless destruction of homes without justification, uprooting olive trees and orchards, demolishing homes, mosques and other places of worship, and even bulldozing public roads. The occupation has never genuinely adhered to the ceasefire, but has sought to use the truce as a platform to project strength and win the propaganda war against the resistance. The people of southern Lebanon have grown increasingly exasperated, eagerly awaiting a moment of confrontation, even if the cost of such confrontation may be the return to war, a war the resistance has tried its utmost to end permanently. In Wadi al-Hajar, the resistance has once again drawn a red line. After a month of strictly adhering to the terms of the agreement, the resistance declares that if such violations persist, it will no longer remain idle and will invoke its right to self-defense as stipulated in the agreement. This very right is the same pretext the occupation uses to justify its criminal actions, labeling anything it desires a threat warranting elimination without accountability. The one-month mark serves as a clear message to the Lebanese government and military. The situation will erupt unless action is taken before the deadline. The occupation respects agreements only under fire, and the United States, as a sponsor of the agreement, can resort to measures that unsettle the occupying entity and its leaders. As the two-month deadline nears, any remaining presence of the occupation in Lebanese territories marked by the blue line will force the people to whom the resistance belongs to take necessary measures to force the occupying army to withdraw.